This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, all schools remain closed today. The Barbados Coast Guard to revisit or to assist with recovery efforts of fishing vessels. Government to revise its plans for the Bridgetown Fishing Complex. New building standards in place for coastal hotels. A hurricane warning is in effect for Jamaica as Category 5 Hurricane Beryl sets its sights on the Caribbean island on Wednesday. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. All schools remain closed today following the passage of Hurricane Beryl. This was announced by Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw in a release to the media. The announcement came as staff and other school officials continue to conduct assessments at their schools.
There will be no classes Tuesday, 2nd of July, 2024, as principals, management teams, and health and safety committees continue to conduct their walkthroughs at their respective schools. These inspections will help the school teams to make assessments of their school's condition and will allow them to make recommendations so that the necessary solutions can be put in place.
She stated that ancillary staff will be required to report to work.
All school ancillary staff will be required to report to work on Tuesday, the 2nd of July, to assist with the cleaning of the school. The Ministry of Education wishes continued safety and good health for all of its partners in education, their loved ones, and their communities. We encourage you to pay close attention to all official information sources, and we will update you accordingly on the status of regular classes.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. The Barbados Coast Guard will offer assistance to retrieve fishing vessels affected by the passage of Hurricane Beryl. This was revealed by the Chief of Staff of the Barbados Defense Force, Commodore Errington Sherland, who paid a visit to the fisheries complex, where a number of fishing vessels were either damaged or destroyed following the devastating Category 4 storm which passed south of Barbados.
Well, I've had a conversation with Dr. Cox, the Chief Fisheries Officer, about us lifting the vessels once the sea conditions make it safe to do so. We're going to be available to do that. We have to find a location to store those vessels on high ground. In terms of the damage assessment, we can assist with that too as well.
The military chief says he's shocked by the devastation.
I am horrified. The level of destruction of the fishing vessels is unfathomable, I would suggest. Perhaps more than 60% of the fishing vessels are damaged. Some are underwater, and the others, given the sea conditions, are likely to be damaged. This is a severe impact on our fishing fleet. It is very, very sad to see what is happening because you really can't do anything because of the sea conditions. And I really, my heart bleeds for those fishing vessel owners as well as the operators, because those are livelihoods that are really impacted in a very, very significant way.
Chief of Staff of the Barbados Defense Force, Commodore Errington Sherland. Government will be revising initial plans to expand the Bridgetown Fishing Harbour to withstand stronger hurricane force winds. This was revealed by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley yesterday during a visit to the Bridgetown fisheries after over 40 vessels were damaged by Hurricane Beryl. Ms. Motley says the greatest damage from the hurricane was of coastal assets.
Last week we were talking about the expansion of this Bridgetown Fishing Harbour. I met with the consultants who had done some work on it, and we were aware that it cannot withstand a Category 3 hurricane or even potentially a Category 2. But we didn't even get that because the hurricane force winds never hit Barbados. They were 80 miles south. So what we saw was unusual tidal movement. And obviously, we have to go back to the drawing table. That deep water harbour was built in 1961, or opened in 1961, rather.
Meantime, Ms. Motley echoed calls for Barbadians to build more resilient homes.
When we talk about making Barbados resilient between now and 2035, it is from houses. We want people to make sure we are building a house, build with a gable roof or a hip roof. You don't build with a flat roof. If you have flat roof, how can you take off the overhang if it's long and make sure you've got hurricane straps on? We just got to change how we live, and it's a whole new experience.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Developers constructing hotels near the coastlines around Barbados have been mandated to build properties with no living accommodations for guests on the ground floor. This was reiterated by Senior Minister responsible for infrastructure, Dr. William Duguid, as he addressed a concern resident of Hastings who called VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program about the construction of beachfront hotels in the area. He said the planning department has considered the climate crisis.
So what essentially the planning department has said and made it clear to all developers is that there will be no accommodation allowed on the first floor of any of those areas for hotels. In fact, the particular hotel that she's referenced, which is the Indigo Hotel, their accommodation starts at 25 feet up from the boardwalk. So no accommodation on any of the first, and in fact, in that one, the second floor, there'd be no accommodation at all. So essentially lobby, a few restaurants, if anything, and those kinds of services, but no accommodation. So obviously what has happened is we have taken into account that storm surge is real, as is the climate crisis that we're experiencing. And we have designed and allowed and approved designs that must take that into account.
He also announced plans to work on the south and west coastal areas.
We recognize that there's significant amounts of beach erosion, not only on the south coast, but also on the west coast. And what the government has today made a decision of is that we're going to continue as much as possible to put beach protection to protect our beaches on the south coast. And on the west coast, we're going to do beach replenishment. And significant work has been done to be able to start the process of looking to get the equipment and so on to do beach replenishment on the west coast.
Senior Minister responsible for infrastructure, Dr. William Duguid. PSV operators are expected to resume duties this morning following the passage of Hurricane Beryl. However, Director of Communications and Public Affairs of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Mark Haynes, is urging caution as Barbadians use the service to travel across the country.
This message serves to advise and assure the general public that all PSV workers who commuters on all routes are ready for resumption of work since the all clear has been announced by the government of Barbados. As we all navigated through Hurricane Beryl, there may be some challenges on some heavily surfaced routes as debris is being removed. The workers are asked to drive with due care and attention as they service all routes. Be mindful that there may be residue of debris on some roads. Safe travel to one and all.
Director of Communications and Public Affairs of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Mark Haynes. A hurricane warning is in effect for Jamaica as Beryl is expected to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge to the island on Wednesday as a major Category 5 storm. Heavy rainfall and flash flooding are likely over much of the island. Beryl is moving toward the west-northwest near 22 miles per hour and is forecast to continue moving rapidly west-northwestward during the next couple of days and turned westward by Thursday. On the forecast track, the center of Beryl will quickly move across southeastern and central Caribbean Sea today, as is forecast to pass near Jamaica on Wednesday and the Cayman Islands on Thursday. And finally, Hurricane Beryl has caused widespread damage in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, damaging buildings, including at least one that was being used as an emergency shelter and blowing away roofs as it moved across the country. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves Monday night confirmed that there had been one death associated with the passage of Hurricane Beryl, saying also there could be more fatalities on the Grenadine island of Bekwe. The Grenadines include 32 islands, the largest of which is Bekwe. Recapping the headlines. All schools remain closed today. The Barbados Coast Guard to assist with recovery efforts of fishing vessels. Government to revise plans for the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex. New building standards in place for coastal hotels. A hurricane warning in effect for Jamaica as Category 5 Hurricane Beryl sets its sights on the Caribbean island on Wednesday. And one person dead after Hurricane Beryl passes through the Grenadine Islands. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.